Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars. And welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of the University of South Alabama Athletics. Sitting in for Brian Freeman, I'm JT Crabtree, the social media coordinator for the athletic department, also the voice of Jags women's basketball and softball. And here joining us on this edition of Inside Jag Nation is senior outfielder for Jag softball, Amanda Minahan.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
We have to let people know that, you know, when we get to the quick fire questions, you're going to be quicker than anybody else that we've had because you've actually already done this before. We had a technical issue and it recorded 28 minutes of you with nothing. So it was just 28 minutes of silence. So sorry, we got to make you come out here and do it again.
But fine.
you're in high demand. We got to talk to you again. So, you know, let's jump right into it. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. This is your final season. You're a senior. Has it kind of hit you yet that this is going to be your final year in a Jag uniform?
Yeah, just a little bit. It's not exactly bittersweet. I know I'm super excited for my last season, but then again, it's over. So I'm just going to try and, you know, take advantage of every game I have and go all out.
Season's coming here on Thursday, just a couple of days.
I know.
What are some goals for you individually and team-wise coming up this season?
You know, the whole team's really been working on our mental game up at bat. Pitcher's the same. So we're really focused on, even if you're down in the count, like, to still be attacking the pitches. And say you have a fail at your first at bat, come back again and you're thinking, like, how to succeed. That pitcher's not going to get me again. So the whole fall we spent working on our mental game, and I think everyone's really improved on that. That was our biggest downfall last season. We were just getting ahead of ourselves and, you know, letting one at-bat lead on to the next. So now that we've attacked the mental side of the game, I'm really excited for season because the whole team, you know, fresh start for us, and I can't wait to see what happens, and pitchers are doing a great job.
Yeah, practice is in full swing. We've talked about it. You guys are starting on Thursday with your first game against Central Arkansas. Kind of walk us through what a typical day of practice is for you guys.
All right, so our preseason practice really focuses on scrimmages, team scrimmages. So, you know, Monday's always our off day. Tuesday, Thursday, we have weights and practice after that, which is group work, like hitting in the cage, getting some defensive work. And then really Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, we do some team scrimmage where we split the team in half. We have half our pitchers on one side, half pitchers on the other side. And it really just helps the batters have live at-bats, and we're really working our game mentality again. And it's just like the atmosphere of attacking someone else, you know, being as aggressive as you can and trying to win. So those have been great practices, really getting us ready for our game on Thursday, you know, just working on the game, having the pitchers work live at bats and trying to win every batter. So, I mean, everyone's just ready for this game, you know?
I know it's got to be exciting because you guys are so talented across the board, and it's got to be a lot of fun to go out there and, you know, you facing off with Devin Brown or facing off against Vic and stuff like that, or vice versa, where they're getting to face you guys. They get to face Haley Lowe. They get to face Haley Lane, stuff like that. It's got to be cool to kind of match up against each other sometimes.
Oh, it's a great experience. I mean, I love to see, you know, what Devin's going to throw at me next, even though, yes, we've seen each other before, but they know my weakness. I know theirs. Like, and it just, I don't know, they're going at my weakness, which makes me better. Like, they know what pitch I struggle with. So in the end, yes, it's difficult because they know where to pitch me, but I'm working on it and they're making me better and I'm making them struggle harder, you know, but it's great. I think it's really even with us. The pitchers attack us and sometimes they win and then sometimes we get ahead, and it just feels great either way, because if Devin beats me or Vic beats me, I'm like, that's awesome, because you're going to do that to those other teams like ULL and all the other top teams. So I don't know, it's a good experience both ways.
You are a student athlete. We need to emphasize student, because that is something that maybe a lot of people forget about. It's, you guys aren't just coming out here and playing games and practicing. You've got class. You have to go to study hall. You've got to study and get ready for exams. What is a typical day for you during the season like?
Well, I have class every day. So like on Monday, Wednesdays, I wake up at 8 a.m. and I go to class. And then I have yoga too. So okay. It's a good relaxation. Kind of a plus being your senior year, you know, you've done all the hard classes already, so now I have, you know, three hard classes and the rest yoga fill-in ones.
Okay.
But it is difficult, you know, my past seasons, it's really been hard doing your homework on the road with Wi-Fi failing on the bus or something like that. So I try to tell everyone on the team, you know, get that work done on Monday because you might not, your computer might not work on the weekend. So we really attack the school work on the early in the week, and then we have time to play and kind of stress-free from schoolwork on the weekends.
Okay. So, you know, when it's game day, say coming up Thursday, what's your game day routine?
Oh, gosh, I don't really know if I have, like, a huge routine other than, you know, listening to some rock music in my car, getting ready for the game. You know, I still got to go to class, and it's awesome because I'm in exercise science field, and there's a lot of athletes there, so they all know my game schedule, and the teachers all know, so they kind of pump you up prior to, like, oh, are you ready for the game? Stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah, I am ready, and then got to come to the game. And then we get here, and the team kind of tries to relax and have fun before our game, you know, wake each other up, so we either play some hacky sack on the field or a little game of football. It's always a great time, you know, especially if we're on a away game and on the bus. Coming out here to play football, it kind of wakes you up, gets your legs going, gives you that game, you know, I'm against you, I want to win mentality right away. So we always try to have fun out there.
You guys always seem like having fun down the dugout during games. You've got the chants, you've got drums going. Do you guys, like, set aside a day where you're like, all right, we're going to figure out each chant for each person? Like, how do you guys come up with that stuff?
It is so random. I don't know. There'll be one of us in the dugout that just starts making sounds, and the next person follows them. It's like a domino effect, you know? We really just make up the cheers on the spot because that, like, gets everyone going, you know? It's kind of like, if I have energy, someone else, it's contagious, you know?
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's always fun. Tension MC, do a great job on the drums. I love that.
You know, it's great because when I'll be up in the booth, I can hear you guys all the time, and it just cracks a smile on my face because I never know what you guys are going to be doing. I don't know what you're going to be saying, but it's always funny to me. Yeah. I never understand how you guys come up with that stuff.
It's important to have fun in that dugout, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
You guys this season are hosting three non-conference tournaments back-to-back-to-back in the first three weekends of the season. Is it exciting to have three tournaments in your own place to start the season?
Oh, I love playing at home, especially being that senior year. And I don't know if you noticed, but we have a brand new scoreboard.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to miss, and that whole new brand new wall. So I'm really excited to show that off with our first three home openers. And I don't know, it just feels great to play on this field. I know the field, pitchers know the field. It just makes you comfortable right away, and we want to win on this field. So there's no better way to win a game than at your home field.
Some of those games in those tournaments, you play multiple games on the same day, but not as doubleheaders. Is that kind of different for you guys? Because usually when you're playing multiple games, it's right back-to-back, but some of these games you'll have 2 hours, 2.5 in between. Does that kind of change the routine a little bit, maybe?
No, not really. I think everyone's used to that already. Coming from travel ball, we were used to playing 6 games in a day or having a random 3-hour break. So it really brings us back to our home grounds where we're used to. I do love playing conference teams, you know, back to back, but this home opener where you might have 2-hour break for a game in between, you know, it lets us kind of rest, get off our feet for a bit, have some food. It's a good break, honestly. We get to really relax and then we're energized again for the next game. So we're not really too tired or anything. We really just get that all back and we're ready to win again.
Okay. Let's back it up now. Let's figure out where softball started for you. When did you start? Why did you start?
Well, I've been playing softball for 15 years. So it was about 6 and under where my mom said, hey, I'm going to coach a softball team. You want to play? And I was not about it. That was not what I was interested in at all. And, you know, she really wanted to coach with her friends. So she was like, you're going to play. And I did. And I'm glad she pushed me to do it because I ended up continuing to play the rest of my life. So,
did you play any other sports growing up?
I did. I was a little hockey player.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad always played hockey through college. My brother played hockey. So I kind of just always looked up to them. And I wanted to put on the pads and the skates and go out there and play. So came to, like, middle school, high school, I had to choose. And softball is just better at.
Okay. Yeah, how about that? Well, you're from Illinois, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, Northerners love hockey.
I like hockey, too. I like going over to Pensacola and seeing those minor league teams sometimes. When did you figure out that, you know, playing softball, that you had a chance to go to the Division I level? When did it kind of hit you that, okay, I've got a chance to continue playing this?
I don't know. I think I was a late bloomer because I really just never thought college was for me. I didn't know if I had the talent or not, but I joined the Beverly Bandits my junior year of high school, and that was quite an elite team. You know, the coach made it known that all of his players were going to go play in college. So if you want to play for him, you have to want that goal. So I was like, Coach, do you think I can do it? And he really worked on getting recruiters to look at me. And, you know, I started getting some calls, and then I realized, wow, they think I'm good enough. So, you know, if someone thinks I'm that good, I need to have that confidence in myself. So I decided to go for it, and I'm really happy with my choice.
Okay. You're from Illinois, we just talked about. How in the world did you find out about South Alabama all the way down here?
I actually had an exposure tournament in Utah, and one of the coaches here, you know, called me up, and they're like, hey, we're looking at you. I said, that's pretty cool. What school are you? South Alabama. I was like, oh. And I'm pretty sure I had the longest pause as I'm Googling South Alabama softball. And, yeah, it was Coach Clark, and I'm like, hey, you guys are 13th in the nation. They're like, yeah, we are. And, you know, that was just an awesome experience, such an elite team looking at me. I never thought that I would be on a team that was 13th in the nation, D1 softball. So right away I was like, yeah, when can I do this visit? You know, I was super down for it. And just, I don't know, it's a great program. I kept following them for, you know, the next year. And they just kept getting better and better and better. So I knew I wanted to be on a team that made a difference. And they were kind of the underdog, not being an old program, but they're doing so successful. So I knew that I could bring something to the team and help them out. And that was what I was looking for.
Okay. Your freshman year, 2014, you made an immediate impact. Started 53 games that year, hit just shy of 300. Did you expect to come in your first year and make an immediate impact like that?
I don't know if anyone really expects to play that freshman year. You know, you're always told, just warm up the bench a little bit for the first year and then wait your turn. But I wanted to play. So we had, I think, 6 outfielders that year. 4 of them were really trying to fight for a spot in right field. And I did everything I could in practice to, earn that spot. You know, we're all competing against each other, and it's a great atmosphere out there. Is, yeah, we're teammates, but we want to make you the best player you can be, so we push each other. And if I get that spot, you know, my teammates aren't mad at me. They're not upset. If anything, they're going to encourage me. So I love having that team atmosphere that, you know, if you win the spot, your team doesn't hate you. Like, they're still, because a lot of teams, you know, those 9 top players are all friends. Everyone else just hates them because they're not playing.
Sure.
So this team's awesome because, hey, if I'm playing this game, I know you're going to go extra time in the batting cage and try and win that spot, which makes me push myself. So it was a great experience freshman year to be able to beat them out and keep getting better, you know?
What was the biggest maybe difference that you had to adjust from freshman year to sophomore year for you?
Oh, I don't know. It just kind of this was the first time I really, you know, broke down the game and would look up pitchers and look at my past at-bats. I've never had an at-bat on video before.
Okay.
So it's really cool having, you know, all this game footage of pitchers and our at-bats that I can look up and figure out, you know, my weaknesses and my strengths. And then, I don't know, it's really cool to, you know, dive into that and figure out what's going on the side that you never get to see, because we're playing on the field. We don't ever get to rewind, but now we do. So that's really different in college.
Okay. Let's talk about last year. Your injury, was it the second game of the season against Lipscomb over in Gulf Shores? Sliding into second, was it your hand or your finger?
It was my hand. It was my second metacarpal.
Okay.
In the hand, it just snapped, and I had to get 3 screws in it.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was not a fun experience having that first really home opener. I wasn't expecting it. No one was expecting it, but I'm glad the team, you know, jumped back, and they were able to move players around, put them in spots they've never really been before, but it worked out for the time being when I was out.
Yeah, you know, how maybe frustrating was it when, you know, it's the second game of the season and you pull up with an injury?
It was extremely frustrating. I knew once I dove into second that there was something wrong with my hand. It was just pulsing real bad. But, you know, I didn't really want to get off the field. So
sure.
Someone hit me in. I think it might have been low. And then I go to the dugout, look at my chain. I said, let me grab a ball. Let's see if I can throw it. And I must have had a ton of adrenaline in my body because I could throw that ball. So I went out the next inning in the field, and I just remember grabbing my hand. I'm like, wow, there's something wrong. I went up to bat, and I just held my bat. I looked at Coach. I said, Coach, you got to take me out. So at that moment, I just knew I was going to be out for a while. And it was really hard to take myself out, but you have to do what you have to do. And I got back a month later, so...
Yeah, what was it? It was the Louisiana Lafayette series you came back, wasn't it?
It was. I wanted to be back for that series. There's no way I was going to miss that. You know, ULL is a great team, and it's always great to play them. Like, I know they love hate playing us,
yeah.
And we love hate playing them too. because we always have fans, they always have fans. It's a huge crowd every game, and I don't know, that team really shows out for us and we show out for them, and that game really is a postseason kind of game. So I love playing them, and it was great to be back for that game.
And you made a statement in that game. You had a home run in that game two in that series. How did that one feel when you knocked it out?
That one felt great. ULL really gets under our skin a little bit. You know, it's just, I really like playing them because we always come back to each other. So if one team gets ahead, you know, it's going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be a close game. I don't know. I was just seeing the ball great that day, and I think I was just really happy to be back playing on the field.
You had an internship this summer. Kind of tell our listeners what that was all about.
Yeah, so I worked with a daycare, preschool, kindergarten that worked with autistic kids. I was shadowing physical therapists and occupational therapists and just following them throughout the day when they had a one-on-one session with an autistic kid. And we're just working on their mobility and, you know, occupational therapists. It's really helping you with your daily life, and kids have to play. So, you know, we take them to the playground at the park, and we teach them how, you know, to jump and run and to do turns and stuff.
Okay.
So it was a really cool experience being with that because, you know, I'm an athlete, so all we really do is work on movements and, you know, kind of having fun playing. So working with those kids was great. And then physical therapy was a lot of yoga and, you know, helping those kids realize, you know, where their legs are going and how to, I don't know, just, it was a great time working with those kids.
What's maybe a long-term career goal for you? What do you want to get out of life?
I would love to be an occupational therapist. So this coming summer, I'm going to return to IS Landing and, you know, go for a job interview and see how that works out. And then I'm going to, you know, go towards grad school in Illinois.
Okay. All right. Maybe if there's one time that you can point to and say, that was my favorite moment at South, is there one you can point your finger to?
Of course, conference championship win against ULL in 2015 would be that game, every inning of that game.
I was not in attendance for that game, but I remember watching it on ESPN3 and just you talked about it with the rivalry back and forth. Just the intensity of every single pitch in that game was just tremendous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, it was a conference championship, but even when we play them in our normal conference series, that is how that game is. It always feels like a conference championship game with them, which is great. That's why we love playing them. That's why they love playing us. And we had a freshman pitcher that day, Devin Brown.
Yeah.
So that was just amazing to have everyone on the team relying on this freshman because we knew she could do it. It was great for me just to watch her get that win because that's huge for a freshman. So I just remember that. It was a great experience. I was with my best friends and we got that ring. I want another one.
Well, hopefully we can get you one for your senior season. We're talking with senior outfielder Amanda Minahan from the Jags softball team. Let's now, you ready for the quick fire questions?
I'm ready.
All right. So, free time. I know as a student athlete, you don't have a lot, but what are you wanting to do in your free time?
I don't know. I love to draw.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little artist on my free time.
I've seen some of your stuff on social media. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Favorite sport outside of softball?
Hockey.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a Blackhawks fan all the way.
You got a good team there then. Best sporting event that you've attended in person?
It'd have to be a Blackhawks game.
Okay.
Yeah, in Illinois against Predators.
Oh, Predators. Okay, that's a good matchup then. All right. Sporting event you want to see that you haven't been to?
Stanley Cup Game 7.
Sticking with the theme here. If there's one place in the world you're going for a dream vacation, where's it at?
New Zealand. Gotta go there.
New Zealand. Why?
There's just, you know, I've seen a bunch of those huge bungee jump swings.
Uh-huh.
And you just go through one of their huge valleys. They have the largest swing in the world.
Okay.
And I'd love to do that. And they have some crazy rapids for whitewater rafting and
you're
awesome
all about
hikes.
The adventure sports.
Oh, yes. Once I get done with softball, I need to keep, you know, adventuring out. So I'm excited for that.
Bungee jumping, not for me, but I'll leave that one for you, Minnie. Favorite movie?
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, okay.
Joker fan.
All right. Musical artist?
I really like Kid Cudi.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And last question, which we ask everybody on Inside Jag Nation, it's the quick fires. And as we mentioned earlier, we had a technical glitch with the previous recording. So you've done this before, so you might already have an answer for this one waiting. Who plays you in the movie Amanda Minahan, The Life?
I am changing my answer and saying Jennifer Lawrence
in
this one. Because she is hilarious.
All right. Well, Amanda, thanks for taking some time to talk to us, and good luck to you this coming season.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited for the games.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!